Conor McGrogan, Newbridge have just won their first senior championship in 35 years, the 11th in all, surrounded by fans. What's your thoughts?
Oh, it's unbelievable. Like a dream come true there. We had, from last year's semi-final, we just got our heads down. So much work's been in this year. Like, this is 2, 3, 4, 5 years in the making. It's also, I can't even put it into words, unbelievable. Some of them young cubs today, unreal. It's not that I'm an old cub, 26, but some of the young cubs at 19, 20, unbelievable. Every single one of them.
You just went to 2 semi-finals, and as you said, you feel you didn't perform. You just came to a final, none of you had played in it before. What was the feeling going into it? Because you played like a team had been here before, and you obviously weren't.
The pressure was completely off, yeah. The pressure was completely off us, because the pressure was against us and Mar Felt in the semi-final and Blahai in the quarter-final, because they were two monkeys we had to get off our back. There was not one single person outside our camp thought we were going to win. And I think that showed today. We played with no fear, no pressure. I thought it was over once they got the goal at the end, but that's again the young cubs. Even Brooksy stepped up. Must be the first point he ever scored in his life. But there's no pressure today. I think that showed too.
Like, Brooksy had lost his place then got in with Shaban injured, so some things are written in the stars for him to score the winner.
It's 3, 4, 5 years in the making. You don't get a squad of 20 men chomping at the bit without that. And it goes as far back as getting beat by Claudia Greenlock. Like, we just got the head down, said enough's enough, we're too talented not to do something. It's unreal. And as you say, Brooksy took his chance. I couldn't believe he scored.
I was down in Newbridge during the week. I was chatting to Decky McKeever, your oldest player, Lawrence Walls, who'd played for 4 decades. There was an unbelievable buzz. Both men were buzzing. But what...
Funny, I've seen...
For somebody who's played there, what is it like in Newbridge?
It's just, you can sense the buzz. We had a coffee morning yesterday and we were saying wee boys tops. I've never done that in my life before. And the men from the 89-91 team get shaking your hand saying good luck and there's no pressure. It's unbelievable. I seen Seamus and Lawrence, or Lawrence and Seamus and Mara felt after Lawrence showed me the medals. He said, like, we needed to retain it next year as well. He said, he has full confidence.
And on the game itself, you just went 3 up in the second half and looked in control. What did it feel like that second half to play in?
I think I must ask Chicken about 5 times how long's left. I think the first time was 19 minutes gone. Once, as I say, the young cubs stepped up. They're unbelievable. It's a privilege to be part of that team there. It's unbelievable. It felt like the longest half of my life too, but it was unreal.
Then the ball ends in the back of the net and it's level. What goes through your head at that stage?
At that stage, and that goes down to Kevin and Gary too. We had 2-3 set plays that we've worked on, and we called one at the very end, and it might not look like it, but it worked out. And it's not meant that the set play isn't for Brooksy kicking over the bar at the same time, but it just created space. I think we had full confidence. It's unreal. Just so confident within our group, and as a bunch, are so tight-knit as well. It's unreal.
An 11th county title for Newbridge. There's obviously a tradition there, but you have made your own wee bit of tradition, I'm sure.
Unbelievable. And you say Shea wasn't playing, Boddick wasn't playing, Eamon Young, Cahir McBride. Like, I hope to God that's not us done either. We'll enjoy this more than anybody's ever enjoyed a championship. But again, we'll look forward to Ulster and hopefully make the most of it too. I just going to be hungrier and hungrier.
Final point before I let you go. Gallagher Hetherington giving you a massive hug there, but what does this do for the area?
It's unbelievable. I think if you go down to the Elk tonight, you'll see. If you go down to the Thatch tomorrow, you'll see. It's so good for everybody. It gives everyone a massive lift. I can't even put it in the words what it does for the area. Like, all the young cubs, hopefully it breathes another generation. Thanks, Raymond. Breathes another generation. Hopefully it just keeps on going and going.
Final point. The final whistle, was it what you expected it to be?
I think me, Mark McRogan and Connaught just fell on their knees, all started crying. Like, it's unbelievable. You can't even put it into words. You go as far back as Slochneil winning, the Ballinderry winning, and Glenn winning the last few years, you just prayed you could finally do it one day. It's unbelievable. Absolutely class.